He said, after this, Al-Mahdi will sit. After everybody will be gathered, the great gathering, the Ard al-Mahshar, then he will judge everyone. This is Al-Mahdi, not Allah Azza wa Jal. He will judge everyone, and he will punish whoever wrongdoer, and he will reward whoever is from their Shia. And they believe, anyone believing the 12 Imam will never been, yani he will never be punished in the hell, and the hell will never touch him. All these kind of kufr and zandaqa, this is what it means. This is the return. This is the raj'a. This is the way they view the last or the day of judgment. The last pillar of their iman, it's called al-wala. La imana illa bi wala, wala wala illa bi bara. You cannot be among them until you cannot have belief, until you disbelieve in all others' beliefs. You cannot love, you cannot believe in Ali until you disbelieve in Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and all the Sahaba who took the Khilafah from Ali. You cannot have wala, loyalty to Ali al-Bayt until you have disloyalty to the Sahaba. That basically what? La wala illa bi bara, wala bara illa bi wala. This is their pillars of belief. Those people, brothers and sisters, they don't pray like us. They pray three times a day only. The time of praying, like not like us. Like Maghrib time is not like our Maghrib times. And the way of praying is not like the same way of praying. The number of raka'at is not the same number of raka'at. The supplication is not the same supplications. It's totally different salat. There's something in common, but it has their own way of praying. Their fasting is also not like us. They only break their fast when they see the stars, not when the sun set. يقولون إذا جاء الليل ليس إلى ذهبة الشمس. Their zakat is not like us. Their zakat is fifth. We give 2.5, the tenth. They give fifth of their money to the imams, not to the poor people. We give it to the poor and the seven other source. They give the fifth to their imams or whoever in charge of them. Also their hajj cannot be completed without making hajj to the hajj of their imams. And whoever make hajj to Al-Hussein grave, he doesn't need to make hajj in Mecca or Al-Madinah. And I remember one of their papers they distributed in Mecca, they said, they came here not to make hajj, no, to go to visit the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's grave and to visit the grave of the Ahlul Bayt. Their book of fiqh different than our book of fiqh. Their book of hadith different than our book of hadith. The narrators different than our narrators. The book which is talking about the way to judge the hadith, Kutub Mustalah al-Hadith, they have totally different methodology of hadith. The how they judge the hadith, authentic or fabricated, they have standards. It's a knowledge itself. It's different than ours. They have also different way of usul al-fiqh. For instance, their evidence, the dalil, al-Quran, al-Sunnah, al-Imam. We don't have this in our system. We have al-ijma', they don't. We have qawl al-sahabi, they don't. Most of them, they don't agree on qiyas, analogy also. They rejected. So their usul al-fiqh is different than our usul al-fiqh. And their reference, totally different than our reference. As much as we have a big Islamic liberty, as much we have another big Islamic liberty. They have their own histories books, they have their own narrators books, they have their own hadiths books. They don't need anything from what you have. Basically, this shows you that they are another totally existence system different than what we have. From top to bottom. From top to bottom, as you hear. Yani, the foundations of their systems, the beliefs foundations, different than our foundations. The practicing the rules, the laws, different than our laws. Their history different than our history. The reference different. There is nothing in common. And if you want to be having a dialogue with somebody, you have to have a soul ground, something in common between you and him. يعني, he doesn't believe in Sahih al-Bukhari. You don't believe in Bihar al-Anwar. You don't believe in al-Kafi al-Kulayni. You don't believe in their narrators. If he said this narrator is good, you don't believe that. If you said he is Sahabi thiqa, he doesn't believe in that. See, there is no connections. There is no soul ground between you and them. Even the Quran, if he didn't deny the verse, he will transfer, يعني, give you another meaning, false interpretation for the ayah based on their imams, which is you cannot reject and you cannot accept. Therefore, the result of all this research, to give you one conclusion, and it cannot lead to other than this conclusion, that this is a different religion than the religion which Muhammad ﷺ came with. It's totally different religion. And I always told the Shia that, you totally have a separate religion from our religion. It doesn't matter you claim yourself Muslims, it's totally different religion. And therefore, when I told you, I was surprised when I hear one of the scholars once, here in America, in one of the conference, when he said the difference between Sunnah and Shia is only 5%. This statement shows that person totally ignorant of what the Shias believe. I'm not going to say the other one, because inshallah it's not. That shows the person, we don't know what this Shia is. That shows you that also when they start what they call a Dar al-Taqrib, to bring Shia and Sunnah together in Egypt, and been supported and adopted by Muslims and by Al-Azhar and by some Muslims movement, it shows you that this is, whoever accept this, he's not aware of the real religion of these people. Those people not willing to give up this reference. We caught it here, more than 50 major reference of their reference. If you take out this 50, there is no Shia. If you take out this 50 reference, there is no more Shia. And this cannot happen. And we cannot ever be to them, go to them, if they have this reference. Because this reference said that these imams are gods, these imams are beside gods, the Prophet ﷺ companions are kuffar, Abu Bakr is kafir, Aisha is kafir. So there is no way to come in the middle. No way to compromise. There is only way to deal with them in peace. Like when I deal with Jewish or Christians or Buddhist or Chinese, I still can have a respect. I can still work with them, but they other than me. When we said that, some people think, yeah, we don't need to open fight with them. You don't need, but as I deal with those people, I can deal with them in peace. I can deal with the Shia also with peace, but with realizing this, impossible to happen. And this is going to remain to the day of judgment. That this is another religion, another belief, has totally different system. Therefore, what is the hukum of the Shia? We believe as a group, as a Shia, they are kuffar, they are not Muslims. Therefore, the Muslims, scholars, there's so many fatawa from the Muslim scholars, all days, recent days, that Shias are not Muslims. They are not, they don't represent Islam. They don't represent Islam as a group, as ideas. Another issues people raise, they said, it means every Shia you see in the street is kafir,